他所拣选的人。
We're all who are chosen by him.
他是我们的父，我们是他的儿女。
He's our father and we are his children.
我刚刚想到，路加十五章，那一个离开父家的浪子。
I just recall the prodigal son in Luke 15 who has left his father's house.
他在远方浪费资财。
He squandered all his possessions in a far place.
把父亲所给他的统统花费掉了。
He spent all that his father has given him.
他狼狈到一个地步，想去替人放猪。
He was so wretched to such an extent that he had to feed swine for other people.
可是因为饥荒很大。
But because of the great famine,
他没有吃的。
He had nothing to eat.
想吃猪吃的豆荚都没有。
Even he wanted to eat the pod that the swine ate, but he couldn't.
他真是够可怜。
He was so miserable.
在家中的父亲怎样了？
What about the father in his house?
对这个流浪在远方的孩子。
Toward this child who has been wandering far away.
他到底是沦落到什么光景？
The father would be thinking exactly what the condition this child has been in.
爸爸的心怀念他。
And his father's heart longs for him.
爸爸没有忘记他。
The father never has forgotten him.
他忘记了爸爸。
But the child has forgotten the
father. 可是爸爸总是怀念他。
But the father always is longing for the child.
而且他是一直常常的站在家的门口，在那里盼望孩子什么时候能回来。
And the father is always standing at the door and looking forward and hoping for the child's return.
刚才我们唱的第二首诗。
Now the second hymn we just sang.
无论我们遭遇什么光景。
Whatever befalls us,
神都怀念我们。
God is in memory of us.
但是在神的怀念中有两种不同的情形。
However, in God's thinking, there are two different kinds of situations.
有的神的儿女在地上遭受许多的苦难。
Some of God's children on earth have encountered so many afflictions.
是因为他们没有好好依靠神。
This is because they have not depended on God well.
他们走自己的道路。
They choose their own path.
所以经历许多的苦难。
Therefore, they've been through all these hardships.
虽然是这样。
Even so.
但是神还是怀念我们。
But God is still thinking of us.
但是有的神的儿女。
But some other of God's children,
他们爱神，敬畏神。
They do love God and fear Him.
会不会有的时候在人生的路上也经历一些苦难呢？
Then in their life journey, would they also experience some afflictions?
会的。
Yes, they would.
很多的古圣们，他们的经历告诉我们。
Many old saints' experiences tell us this.
他们爱神，敬畏神。
That they love God, they fear God.
但是为着神的缘故。
But for the sake of God.
神也许可他们经历一些苦难。
God also allows them to go through all these sufferings.
不过神的心怀念他们。
However, God's heart is always thinking of them.
在今天，神对他所有的儿女，他都是怀念我们。
Likewise, today, God is thinking of all His children.
但是，
But
我们能否成为一个蒙爱的孩子。
Can we become beloved children of God?
是神所喜悦的孩子。
Children pleasing to God.
是能合乎神心意的孩子。
And also according to His will.
都是这样。
If we are able to be so,
我们就能够蒙神的纪念。
Then we will be remembered by God.
这个纪念是神心中的喜乐。
And this remembrance is the delight of God's heart.
也是我们这些蒙恩的人最大的祝福。
And also, it is the greatest blessing to all of us who have received His grace.
那我们今天下午要来看，在圣经中给我们看见一些蒙神纪念的人。
In the scriptures, we will consider those figures who are remembered by God.
首先我们要看的就是挪亚。
First, figure we would like to meditate on is Noah.
那个建造方舟的那个挪亚。
Noah made the ark of God.
在创世纪第六章第八节告诉我们。
In Genesis 6:8, here we read.
唯有挪亚在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
第九节说，挪亚是一个义人。
Verse 9, Noah was a just man.
在当代是一个完全的人。
Blameless or perfect in his generation.
他与神同行。
He walked with God.
然后呢，神吩咐他一件事情。
And then God charged him one thing.
要他造一个很大很大的方舟。
That he should build a great ark.
造在哪里？
Where would he build the ark?
造在山上。
On the top of the mountain.
好，那么后来呢，神就告诉他。
Later on God told him.
你要把你一家八个人。
That your household of eight members.
还有许多的牲畜，许多的走兽。都要带到方舟里头去。
As well as many beasts and livestock, you should put them in the ark.
那么这里给我们看见。
Now here we see.
挪亚的世代。
In Noah's generation.
人类啊，已经是罪大恶极啊。
Man has been exceedingly sinful.
神看他所造的人，终日所想的都是罪恶。
And God had seen all the people he had created, all the intents of their hearts all day long is simply evil.
这位充满慈爱为怀的神,
this God who is filled with compassion,
他实在受不了这些受造之人罪恶的顶撞。
He really cannot stand any more of this opposition from the sinners.
所以神在那里说，这些人的罪恶已经来到我的面前。
Therefore God said, all these people's sins have now approached me.
神要审判那个时代。
God will judge that generation.
要把所有的罪人都毁灭。
God will destroy all the sinners.
不过，神还是宽容的神。
But God is still a very merciful God.
还围着那一个败落的世代留下120年的时间。
Even for that corrupt generation, he still gave it another 120 years.
那120年是神宽容罪恶的日子。
This 120 years is the time of God's forbearance upon those people.
就在那120年里头。
And during those 120 years,
神要挪亚做一件事情。
God asked Noah to do one thing.
那个是挪亚多少岁呢？
How old was Noah at that time?
480岁的
时候。480 years.
神告诉他再过120年。
And God told him after another 120 years.
就是他600岁的时候。
That is when Noah was 600 years.
有洪水要临到那个时代。
The flood would come upon this age.
毁灭整个的时代。
To destroy the whole age.
所以他动了敬畏的心。
So Noah had this heart of fear.
他起来与神同行。
He arose and he walked with God.
凡神所说的、所吩咐的，他都遵照而行。
He did whatever God had told him to do.
所以就开始带着他三个孩子。
And then he took his three children.
一同来建造那个方舟。
Together they built the ark.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我想我们也许都会想到。
Maybe we would all think of this.
人乐造船应该造在海边。
For a man to build a ship, it should be done by the seashore.
才能这个船才能走，才能有用。
So the boat would be useful, would be able to sail on the sea.
所以当代的人觉得你这个挪亚很奇怪。
So those people of Noah's generation thought that Noah was really strange.
你动那么大的工程。
You started such a big
work 要造一座船,
to build a ship.
却是造在这个山上干什么的?
But what's the point of building the ship on the top of the mountain?
可能在那些年日,
so during those days,
挪亚非常的孤单,
Noah must be very lonely.
受许多人的鄙视。
Being despised by many.
但感谢神。
But we thank God.
挪亚知道他在做什么。
Noah knew what he was doing.
因为这是神的意思。
Because this was the will of God.
并且神还让挪亚在那一个世代来传，向那一个世代传义道。
But also God allowed Noah to preach the word of righteousness to that generation.
就是告诉当代的百姓说,
that word of righteousness tells the people of that day.
再过多少年，洪水就要来毁灭这个世代。
Saying that another so many years, the flood would come to destroy the world.
劝人要离开罪恶来敬畏神。
The word would exhort people to depart from sin to fear God.
挪亚呢？那么一百多年的传道。
Now for these over 100 years of preaching,
不知道有多少功效。
I don't know how effective was that.
有多少人悔改，离开罪恶，敬畏神。
How many people actually repented, departed from sin and feared God?
我们无从晓得。
We had no way of knowing that.
但是有一件事情。
However, one thing.
等到他六百岁的时候。
Yes, when Noah was at his 600 years old, right before the flood came,
他就按照神的心意，把许多的生物都带到方舟里头来。
According to God's will, he brought so many animals into the ark.
而进入方舟的人有多少人呢？
And then how many people actually entered the ark?
就是一家八个人。
A household of 8 members.
人多一个都没有。
Nothing more. Not even more.
说明什么呢？
What does this tell us?
在洪水来临之前。
That is before the flood came.
竟然没有一个是听挪亚的道受感动而一同进入方舟的。
That among the whole world, not even one being touched by Noah's word and entered into the ark with him.
弟兄姐妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
有的时候我们遵从神的旨意而生活而工作而侍奉。
Sometimes when we follow the will of God to live, to serve,
不一定就有很显明的果效。
It may not necessarily that we will have this effectiveness of our work.
这对于侍奉主的人是一个很大的试炼。
This is a great trial test to those who serve God.
但感谢神。
But we give God thanks. 我想
挪亚安息在主面前。
I believe Noah rested before God.
因为他所做的是神所吩咐的。
Because what he did was done according to God's charge.
他是按照神的旨意而工作而服事。
He worked and served God according to his will.
所以他是一个蒙神纪念的人。
Therefore, he was one remembered by God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My dear ones,
这是挪亚留给我们的榜样。
This is the example that Noah has left us.
那我们来看第二小段，第二段。
Let's consider the second point.
神纪念挪亚这个人。
God did remember Noah, this person.
这是从圣经里头头一次很清楚地说神纪念某某人。
The Bible clearly says that God remembered a certain one.
他是 头一个在铭文被纪念的人。
Noah was the very first one written in the record that he was being remembered.
纲要里头我们简单地提到。
And in the outline, very briefly we mentioned,
挪亚六百岁。二月十七日开始。
When Noah was 600 years old, starting from the 17th of the second month,
有四十昼夜降大雨在地上。
40 days and nights, the rain came upon the earth.
到这个挪亚六百零一岁。
When Noah was 601 years old,
二月二十七日地就干了。
The 27th day of the second month, the land was dry.
神吩咐他们离开方舟。
God charged them to come out from the ark.
所以挪亚在方舟里头多少天？
So how many days did Noah stay in the ark?
一年零十天。
One year plus 10 days.
那么底下有好些经文，你们，我想有的人你们已经参考读过了，没有读过的有机会好好再读。
And I suppose some of you have referred to the references here. If you have not, I advise you to read them some other time.
在创世纪里头,
In Genesis,
讲到很多的家谱,
it lists many genealogies.
但是那些蒙神喜爱的人的家谱,
but all those who are loved by God,
很多时候说到他们什么,他们出生,
in their genealogies, we often see their birth.
他们的父亲什么时候生他们,
when their father gave birth to them,
他们活了几岁,
how,
就生儿女,
like at what age, how many years they lived, they gave birth to children.
生完儿女, 最后又活了几岁?
And after they gave birth to children, and how many more years did they live? Why is so?
因为神,这些人是蒙神纪念的人,
because all these people are remembered by God.
他们的年日被神纪念,
their days are remembered by God.
他们的年日是有意义,有价值的,
their years are meaningful.
但是比方说, 在圣经里头,
for example, in the Bible,
亚当的大儿子,
The elder son of Adam,
该云这个人,
Cain, this person,
他是一个不敬畏神的人,
he is one who did not fear God.
他是一个杀兄弟的人,
he is the one who killed his brother.
他的年日不被计算,
therefore, Cain's days are never recorded.
他所有的后裔的年日也都没有被计算,
even all his descendants' days are not recorded either. Therefore, their life was simply without meaning, without value.
所以到了洪水来到的时候,
so when the flood did come,
该隐所有的后裔没有一个是存留的,
none of the descendants of Cain ever survived.
那不知道弟兄姐妹有没有想过,
I don't know, brothers and sisters, have you ever thought of this?
赛特的后裔, 挪亚的兄弟们呢?
What about Seth, the brother of Adam? How about their descendants?
挪亚的祖宗呢?
What about the fathers of Noah?
他们怎样呢?
What about them?
当然我们不是很清楚,
of course, we're not very clear on this.
但是有一件事情是清楚的,
but one thing is sure.
圣经里面给我们看见,
the Bible has told us this.
挪亚的祖父,
that Noah's grandfather,
马土沙拉,
Methuselah,
活到600, 969岁,
lived at the age of 969.
这是人类中最长命的一个, 969岁。
He is the only person of all mankind who lived the longest.
洪水什么时候来了?
And when did the flood come?
等到这个老人家过世的那一年, 洪水才来到。
In the very year that this old man passed away, the flood came.
还有挪亚的父亲呢?
What about Noah's father?
有没有被洪水淹灭?
Was he drowned in the flood?
是他这个挪亚的父亲,
Noah's father,
比挪亚的祖父还早几年过世,
passed away several years before Noah's grandfather.
简单说,
so simply put,
在这个挪亚的先辈们,
among all the forefathers of Noah,
圣经里头有提名的,
all of those who are mentioned in the Bible,
个个都蒙神的保守,
every single one had been kept by God.
都已经工作完毕在主里安息了,
they all have finished their work, rested in the Lord.
那挪亚有没有兄弟? 我们不知道,
we don't know if Noah had any brothers.
也可能就是挪亚一个人,
maybe Noah was the only child.
感谢主,
so thank the Lord. Noah and his whole household were kept by the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so my beloved,
不过有一点我们稍微注意一下,
one thing we need to pay attention to,
这个神所称许的所蒙纪念的这个义人,
this righteous man praised and remembered by God.
他601岁就离开方舟,
when he was 601 years old, he left the ark.
那么他这三个儿子的家呢, 也都在那里生养众多,
and his three sons' families also multiplied and became very very fruitful.
圣经告诉我们，挪亚就做起农夫来了。
And the Bible tells us that Noah became a farmer.
也栽种葡萄园、葡萄树。
He planted the vines and had a vineyard.
也把葡萄做成葡萄酒。
And also he made these grapes into the grape wine.
他在那里喝葡萄酒。
And there he drank the grape wine.
喝到怎样？
And then what happened?
有一天喝得多了，醉了。
One day he drank too much, he became drunk.
结果很可惜，醉到赤身露体。
And it's quite a pity, he was so drunk that he was naked.
在挪亚那一个时代
，In Noah's days,
他六百岁，他七百岁，八百岁。
When he was 600, 700, 800 years old,
他的儿子呢，最大的
the oldest son he had
还少他500岁
was 500 years his junior.
明白吗？他三个儿子，老大是他500岁生的。
Among the three children, the eldest one was born when Noah was 500 years old.
闪是不是长子？
Is Shem the eldest son?
他生了闪、含、雅夫。
Noah had Shem, Ham, Japheth.
闪不是长子。
Shem wasn't the oldest one.
因为洪水之后两年，闪100岁。
Two years after the flood, Shem was 100 years old.
闪若不是老二，就是老三。
So if he was not the second, must be the third child of Noah.
我想他是老二。
And I believe he was the second child.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters.
所以挪亚出方舟以后
after Noah left the ark,
虽然看见儿孙满堂
even though he could see all his children, grandchildren,
可是他比他儿子都大了500岁
even having all these children, he was still 5 years older than his son.
当时实在是可能他是很孤单的一个老人。
So in those days, he probably was a very lonely old man.
难免孤单中就借着酒来解愁。
So it's understandable in his loneliness, he probably used a wine to relieve his loneliness.
而显出羞耻。
And exposed his shamefulness.
这是给我们看见。
And this shows us this.
一个像挪亚那样蒙神的喜爱。
A person being so loved by God, like Noah.
那样在那样的世代中与神同行。
In his generation, he walked with God.
他承受神那么大的托付。
He received such great commitment from God.
还可能因为孤单。
But still, it could because of his loneliness.
借酒来解愁
and using wine to relieve his sorrow.
引致软弱羞耻
In the end, he was led into weakness and shamefulness.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
So, dear brothers and sisters,
我说这些不是来挑挪亚的毛病
I'm speaking all this not to find fault with Noah.
乃是从挪亚的身上，我们得做一个警戒。
But from Noah, we should receive this warning.
那么一个完全的人
，such a blameless person，
还可能有软弱失败
，could still become weak and fail.
何况我们这些人
？What about us？
真是需要时时刻刻都需要主的恩典和保守。
Time and time, we really need God's keeping and His grace.
一段时间与神同行是可贵的。
It's so precious if you're able to walk with God for a period of time.
但是能一生都与神同行，这是非常非常不容易的。
But it is extremely difficult for a person to walk with God throughout his life.
不过感谢神。
But we thank God.
有人说挪亚是一个酒鬼。
Some people say that Noah was a drunkard.
然后，他知道了儿子们的事情。
After he found out what happened to him,
我想韩就是老大。
And what the sons did to him, Shem, I believe the oldest one.
他进到屋子里头，看见父亲的丑态。
when he entered the room and he saw his father's nakedness,
他就出来告诉他两个弟弟,
he came out to tell his two brothers,
说, 哎, 你看, 爸爸这个丑样子, 你们来看, 来看。
And Ham told his two brothers, saying, look at our father's ugly look, come back to see him. But Shem and Japheth would not dare to look at his father. So they took up their father's garment. They walked backward inside the room and covered their father's nakedness. And brother
Noah 醒过来,
after Noah woke up,
知道孩子们所做的事,
realizing what his children had done to him,
咒诅这个韩和他的儿子迦南,
so he cursed him and his children,
祝福了闪和雅夫的后代,
instead he blessed Shem and Japheth.
有这个 圣经的学者,
some Bible scholar
就在这里下一个断案说,
would make a conclusion right here.
Noah 是一个酒鬼,
Noah was a drunkard.
自己显出丑态来,
he had shown him, his shame.
醒过来, 竟然还咒诅儿子,
and when he woke up, he should even curse his child.
弟兄姐妹们,
brother and sisters,
这样的论断是对的吗?
Is this kind of judgment correct?
感谢神,
we thank God.
我觉得这样的说话太可怕了,
I believe this kind of thing is horrible.
为什么呢?
Why?
挪亚是个酒鬼吗?
Was Noah a drunkard?
他只是一时的软弱,
he was just weak at that time.
他这个人还是一个活在神面前的人,
he was still the one living in the presence of God.
可以见的,
how do we know?
可以见的,
how could you say so?
感谢神,
we thank God.
挪亚所说的咒诅的话,
the curse that Noah said,
在韩和迦南的后裔身上显出实际,
actually is realized in Ham and Canaan and his descendants.
他所咒诅的儿子,
the son he cursed,
儿子真是受了咒诅,
is truly being cursed by God.
他所祝福的这两个孩子,
and the two children he blessed,
他们的后代也得蒙神的祝福,
whose descendants are also being blessed by God.
这里我们就要敬畏神,
so here we could learn that we need to fear God.
Noah is
still the one being loved by God.
所以他说的话不是醉酒鬼啊，醉酒之人的话,
so his words were never being spoken by a drunkard after, you know, he was drunk.
在这里, 我觉得我们弟兄姐妹们来读神的话语,
so brothers and sisters, as we come to study God's word,
很多时候不能随便地推断,
so many times we should never make a conclusion or refer, make a reference so recklessly.
要解释圣经,
we have to explain the Bible,
探讨这些人物,
and we need to examine all these characters.
神的话中去寻找答案,
to do so, then we have to study closely, thoroughly, and find the answers in the Bible.
比方说,
for example,
我刚才谈的这些不是我自己的推断,
all that I have spoken is not from my own reference.
我不敢凭自己来推断,
I would never infer on my own.
我觉得我们都很多的需要从神的话里头寻找答案,
so many times we need to find the answer from God's word.
找不到, 只能说我不晓得,
if we cannot find the answer, we could only say we don't know.
我想我们在这里说多了,
and I think I've spoken much on this.
那我们要简单来看另外一个人,
very quickly we would like to consider another character,
亚伯勒罕,
that is Abraham,
蒙神纪念的亚伯勒罕,
Abraham, who was remembered by God.
那创世纪19章29节, 我读给你们听,
Genesis 19, verse 29, I'll read it to you.
当神毁灭平原诸城的时候，
When God destroyed the cities of the plain,
他纪念亚伯勒罕，
that God remembered Abraham,
正在轻浮罗德所住之城的时候，
sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow,
就打发罗德从轻浮之中出来。
When he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt.
这个城是什么城呢？
What kind of city is this?
我想我们应该都记得。
I suppose we all remember this.
这就是索多玛城。
That is the city of Sodom.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
罗德是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
Lot is Abraham's nephew.
是亚伯拉罕从加勒底的乌尔把他带到哈兰。
Abraham brought Lot out of Ur of Chaldea to.
因为罗德的父亲应该是早过世了。
Because Lot's father had passed away long ago.
所以亚伯拉罕把这个孤侄带到哈兰。
So, Abraham brought this orphan to Haran.
后来呢，又把他带到迦南。
Later on, he brought Lot into the land of Canaan.
其实，这不是神所欢喜的。
Actually, this is not something pleasing to God.
亚伯拉罕以一个长辈的身份。
Abraham as an elder in the family.
他关心、保护、提拔这个孤苦的侄儿。
He cared for, he protect, and he helped this orphan.
从人来说，这是亚伯兰很有爱心，很有亲情。
Now, from man's point of view, Abraham was so affectionate, so loving.
但神要亚伯兰跟随他，走他的路，就要脱离本地、本族和父家。
But God asked Abraham to walk in God's path. Then God told him to leave his country, family, father's household.
他盼望亚伯拉罕能好好地专心跟随神。
God hoped that Abraham would wholeheartedly follow him.
这就像主耶稣告诉做门徒的人。
Just as the Lord Jesus told his disciples.
我们要好好地来跟随主。
We need to follow the Lord.
要背起十字架来跟随主。
To take up your cross to follow the Lord.
要恨自己的父母兄弟姊妹。
You have to hate your father, mother, brother, and sisters.
恨妻子，恨儿女。
Wife and children.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
为什么是这样？
Why is so?
当然，这些话。
Of course, these words.
要很留心地听。
We have to hear very carefully.
主不是告诉做丈夫的要爱妻子吗？
Doesn't the Lord tell the husband to love his wife?
但是有的时候在跟随主的路上。
But sometimes in the journey of following the Lord.
如果妻子成为你跟随主的拦阻。
If the wife has become the hindrance to you for you to follow the Lord.
主就邀请你我要恨自己的妻子儿女。
Then the Lord demands that you have to hate your husband and wife and your children.
一个从来只爱自己，不爱儿女，不爱妻子的人。
A person who only loves himself and does not love his spouse or children.
就不配听主所说的这些话。
Will not be worthy to heed the word of the Lord.
是主的话是对那些爱妻子、爱儿女、爱得非常爱的人说的话。
So these words the Lord spoke to those who love their spouse and children so dearly.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那有一天，罗德自己拣选离开亚伯拉罕。
On this day, Lot by himself chose to leave Abraham.
我也没有。这里没时间详细讲哈。
And I did not have time to go into the details.
然后罗德就拣选了离开叔叔。
So Lot decided to leave his uncle.
他最后呢，跑到哪里去了？跑到索多玛城去。
So where did he end up to be? He was at Sodom.
我想索多玛 那些居民就是迦南的后裔。
I believe the residents of Sodom are the descendants of Canaan.
那几个城的罪恶很可怕。
And the sins among all those cities were simply dreadful.
其中有一个最明显、最具体、神最恨恶的罪恶是什么呢？
What is the most substantial, tangible sin that God hated so much?
就是今天人所提倡的、所要求的同性恋。
That is what today's men advocate, what today's men want.Homosexuality.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天所处的时代
the age that today we are in
真像罗德的日子
is just like the days of Lot.
我们所住的这个世界
and the world we live in
越过也像索多玛
more and more is like the Sodom.
这个地是神所要受神的咒诅
This land is cursed by God.
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
主把我们留在这个世界。
The Lord now allows us to remain in this world.
让我们像亚伯拉罕一样。
Let us all be like Abraham.
好好在这样的时代中好好跟随主。
In an age like this, let's follow the Lord closely.
很可惜的，罗德却是住在索多玛。
It's quite a shame that Lot dwelt in Sodom.
有一次的征战，四王和五王的征战。
In this war, a fight between four kings and five kings.
五个王失败了。
Five kings were defeated.
包括索多玛王。
Including the king of Sodom.
结果他们索多玛很多的人都被掳。
So many residents of Sodom were taken captive.
他们的财物也都被掳掠去了。
And their possessions were plundered also.
当然，罗德也被抓去了。
Of course, Lot was one of those captives.
那亚伯兰听见这个消息。
Now, after Abraham heard of it,
虽然这个罗德伤他的这个老人家的心。
Even this Lot had already broken Abraham's heart.
他没有计算这些。
But Abraham never took all this into consideration. Overnight, he took 318 armed men from his household. He went to pursue after them. Thank God that they received help from God. Now, they defeated the alliance of the four kings. And they delivered all these people back.
当然罗德也被救回来。
Of course, Lot was one of those being rescued.
可是很可惜。
But it's quite a shame.
虽然罗德受神这么严厉的管教。
Even though Lot having been so severely disciplined by God.
若不是叔父的爱心。
If it's not for his uncle's love.
罗德全家就完了。
Lot's whole family could have been destroyed.
但是很可惜。
But it really is quite a
pity. 罗德回来以后呢
After Lot came back,
他仍然是住在索多玛。
He continued to live in the city of Sodom.
而且还在城门外，在那里要想做审判官。
And also he wanted to become a judge outside of the gate.
所以当神要毁灭索多玛的那一天
，So on the very day God wanted to destroy Sodom,
两个天使来到这个索多玛城。
Two angels came to the city of Sodom.
就看见罗德就在索多玛城门口，城门在城门外那里坐着。
They saw Lot sitting right outside of the city gate.
所以那些索多玛的人说：“哈，你这个外来的人。”
So all those Sodoms might say, "Hey, this you alien."
你还想做我们的审判官
了？ Do you want to be our judge?
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这就是罗德的可怜。
This is the wretched condition of Lot.
后来，天使告诉罗德说
，And the angels told Lot,
神要用硫磺火来毁灭这个城。
God will destroy the city with fire and brimstone.
你这个城中还有什么亲属？赶快叫他们一起走。
Do you have any relatives here? Tell them to go together with you.
罗德有两个女儿，还有两个女婿。
Lot had two daughters and two son-in-laws.
这个老人家就去告诉这两个女婿。
So the elder man told this, these sons-in-law,
说赶快走,
hurry up, let's leave.
因为火要降下来烧灭这个城,
because the fire is coming down to devour the city.
两个女婿怎么说啊?
What did the two sons-in-law say?
老人家,
hey, old man,
你怎么开这么大的玩笑?
Are you making such a big joke?
哪有这个事情啊?
How could there a thing like this?
什么天上的火要降下来啊?
Fire from heaven would descend.
老人家，你放心了。
Oh man, rest assured.
没有这样的事了。
There's no such a thing.
他们以为老人家在开玩笑。
They think this old man was joking.
这是什么?
What is this?
这也是柔道的失败。
This is also lost failure.
平生可能老人家爱开玩笑。
Throughout his life, maybe a lot just love to make jokes.
所以到了严重的时候，女婿没有觉得老岳父在开玩笑。
So at this serious time, that they did not feel any seriousness. They thought the old man was still joking.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so dear brothers and sisters, may God be gracious to us.
这是我们的见解。
This is our warning.
让我们知道我们该有怎样的敬虔的生活。
So that we could know what kind of godly life we should lead.
求主赦免我们。
May the Lord forgive us.
很多时候我们的言行,
so many times our words, our deeds,
不是一个见证,
are not a testimony.
是在亏欠主,
we really come short of God.
也亏欠我们的
We also come short of our friends, our relatives.
结果怎样呢?
So what happened next?
两个女婿当然不走。
Of course, these two sons-in-law would not go.
罗德想走吗? 也不想走。
So did Lot want to leave? No, he did not either.
一家, 罗德和他太太还有两个女都不想走啊。
The whole household, his wife, his two daughters, none of them wanted to leave.
两个天使,
so the two angels,
因为耶和华纪念亚伯拉罕,
and because the Lord remembered Abraham,
亚伯拉罕曾经为罗德有许多的祷告,
Abraham once had to pray so much.
所以就拉着两个天使，一个天使拉着罗德和老太太的手。
With these two angels, one would hold Lot's wife's hand.
另外一个天使拉着两个女儿的手,
and the other angel would hold Lot's two daughters' hand.
把他们拉到城外去,
so just took them outside the city.
然后告诉他们,
and told them,
天火就要降下来了,
the fire from heaven is about to come.
赶快走,
run quickly.
啊, 走得越远越好,
the farther the better.
不要回头看,
do not look back.
结果他们就走了。
So they left.
这个罗德嫂啊, 她看见一生的积蓄都在城中。
Lot's wife remembered all her possessions are still in the city.
真是舍不得啊。
And she wasn't willing to let go.
有没有真的活下来啊?
So she turned back to look to see if really the fire would come down.
她怎么回头一看,
and the moment she turned back,
就变成什么?
What did she become?
变成一条圆柱,
become a pillar of salt.
这个圆柱啊,
this pillar of salt
是没有味道的盐,
is tasteless.
成为近视的一个警戒,
and this has become a warning to people of the present day.
弟兄姐妹,
brother and sister,
罗德的妻子,
Lot's wife,
因为贪爱世界,
because he longed for this world,
所以变成一条圆柱,
became a pillar of salt.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我们,
may the Lord be merciful to us,
不要让我们也变成圆柱,
so that we would not also become a pillar of salt.
什么是圆柱呢?
What is a pillar of salt?
就是失去味道的盐,
that is the salt which has lost its
flavor. 所以主说, 你们是世上的盐,
so the Lord says that you are the salt of the world.
盐了失了味, 还能叫它再咸吗?
If the salt has lost its saltiness, can you make it become salty anymore?
It
become useless, can only be trampled down.
所以弟兄姐妹,
so brothers and sisters,
他们的得胜蒙恩是我们的榜样。
their victory, their grace could serve as example to us.
他们的失败是我们的见证。
But their failure should serve as a warning to us.
后来, 罗德的完景很可怜。
And Lot's final end was so miserable.
太太变成一条圆柱了。
His wife became a pillar stone.
两个女儿跟着他跑。
His two daughters fled with him
跑到一个山洞里头去,
into a cave.
结果两个女儿从父亲生了孩子,
two daughters gave birth to children from their father.
他们叫父亲喝了很多的酒,
they gave a lot of wine to their father.
来做了乱伦的事情,
and they committed incest.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters, the final end of Lot was really miserable. Apostle Peter talked about Lot as a righteous person. Why was Lot a righteous one? Because he was one who belonged to God.
就像我们这些人都是因信耶稣基督而被称义。
Just like all of us, because we believe in Jesus Christ, we're justified by God.
我们在神面前都是义人,
so before God, we are all considered righteous.
但是,
but
义人和义人还有分别,
there is a distinction among the righteous people.
有位神的仆人写了一本小书,
one servant of God has written a small booklet.
这个书的名字叫做《一个失败的义人》,
it's entitled A Failed Righteous Person.
就是讲罗德的故事。
And it speaks of the story, the account of Lot.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so, dear ones,
义人罗德是一个失败的义人。
The righteous Lot is a failed righteous.
愿主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
不然我们也要成为失败的义人。
Otherwise, we also would become failed righteous man.
主出何等的代价救了我们。
What a great price our Lord has paid to save us.
若我们失败了,
if we fail,
是非常伤主的心。
How this would grieve our Father's heart.
主怜悯我们。
May the Lord be merciful to us,
叫我们不失败,
so that we would not fail.
怎能不失败呢?
How can we not fail?
只有警醒活在主的面前,
watch and live before Him,
紧紧地来跟随他,
and to follow Him so closely.
我们才能盼望不失败,
only so could we hope not to fail.
Yeah, 我们继续 来看,
let's move on to the next character.
我想关于罗德的事有的事情我们就不提了。
Many other things about Lot we have to skip here. We will not mention.
来看第三大点。
Now let's come to the third point.
神所顾念的人,
those who are looked upon by God.
我们除了讲到 挪亚是蒙神纪念的人,
we mentioned that Noah was remembered by God.
亚伯拉罕,
so was Abraham,
是一个蒙神纪念的人,
whom God remembered.
因为他纪念亚伯拉罕,
because God remembered Abraham,
所以救罗德从那个烈火中出来。
So God delivered Lot from that burning fire.
再我想补充两句,
and I would like to add two more things.
这个罗德离开索多玛之前,
before Lot left Sodom,
神把毁灭这个
God had already told Abraham about the very thing that he was about to destroy Sodom. When Abraham heard that God would destroy the city,
就在这个城中。
The moment he heard it, he realized that he remembered that his nephew was in
that city.
Therefore, he pleaded with God.
对神说,
and he said this to God.
你所要毁灭的这个城,
the city that you would destroy.
那是里头有五十个人,一人,你会不会赦免这个城?
Would you forgive this city if there are just 50 just men inside the city?
神说,若是有五十个义人,我就不毁灭这个。
And God said that if there are 50 just men, I will not destroy the city.
而亚伯拉罕一再的祷告。
And Abraham repeatedly prayed to him.
为神说,那是四十五个人呢。
And he asked God, what about 45 just men?
神说,那我也不会灭。
And God said, no, then I will not destroy.
那是四十个人呢?
What about 40 people?
那是三十个人呢?
What about 30 people?
那是二十个人呢?
What about 20?
他问的都有点害怕了。
Abraham,
他说,神啊,你不要生气哦。
He himself was afraid being asking so many times.
我再问一次就好了。
And he said, God, do not be angry.
那是有十个义人，你毁灭这个城吗？
I just said, well, ask one more time, if there are just 10 just men.
神说，若是有十个人，我也不毁灭。
And God said, if there are 10 just men, I will not destroy it.
很稀奇。
Amazingly.
亚伯拉罕没有再祷告。
Abraham stopped praying at this point.
他知道。
He knew.
这个城中没有十个义人。
He knew that in the city there weren't any 10 righteous men.
所以神才说要毁灭这个城。
And that's why God said he wanted to destroy.
亚伯拉罕在神面前那个祷告。
The prayer that Abraham made before God.
就像朋友在那里谈话一样。
We're just like friends talking to each other.
这是亚伯拉罕的蒙恩。
Oh, this is the grace Abraham received from God.
感谢神。
We thank God.
愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
能够和神亲密到一个地步。
So that we could be so intimate with God.
懂得神的心。
So that we understand His heart.
我们的祷告能够达到一个情形，和神好像朋友之间的谈话。
Our prayers will reach such a state that it's just like friends are talking to one another.
他懂得神的心。
Abraham knew God's heart.
他知道该怎样祷告。
So Abraham knew how he should pray.
祷告到什么地方就该停下来。
And he knew when he should stop praying.
这是神给我们留下的榜样。
And this is also another example God has left us.
我们来看其他，当然还有好些是神所纪念的。
Of course, there are many other people being remembered by God.
我们在这里提到头一个人拿结。
Here.We mentioned Rachel.
就是雅各的爱妻。
That's the beloved wife of Jacob.
她生来是非常美貌俊秀，这是圣经的话。
She was very beautiful, with great charm.
是雅各最爱的一个妻子。
And this is Jacob's favorite.
可是呢。耶和华使他不能生育。
However, the Lord made her barren.
在创世纪里头给我们看一下，那些为着不能生育，在那里出了很多的事情。
Now, in Genesis, we read that Rachel, because of her barrenness, she caused a lot of problems.
想尽办法要生孩子。
He tried so hard with all the means.Trying to give birth.
就是不能生。
But she just couldn't conceive.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
后来圣经告诉神眷顾拉结。
In the end, God looked upon Rachel.
这个顾念她，也就是纪念的意思。
God looked upon or regarded her, meaning God remembered her.
结果她为雅各生了约瑟。
So she gave birth to Joseph for Jacob.
过了六年
After 6 years,
她又怀孕要生这个便雅悯。
She conceived again and gave birth to Benjamin.
在产难中，孩子出生了，妈妈死掉了。
In her labor, the child was born, but the mother passed away.
所以拉结的一生
，So throughout Rachel's life,
实在是相当的不容易。
she had a quite a difficult time.
凭着她的美貌,
by her own beauty,
却不能达到她所盼望的目的。
She could not reach the very goal she hoped for.
还是神的怜悯眷顾。
It is because of God's mercy of his caring.
丈夫生了两个儿子。
God made her bear two sons for her husband.
她自己吃尽苦头。
And she herself suffered so much.
不过感谢神。
But thank God.
这两个孩子是不能少的。
These two children.Are indispensable.
因为神要从雅各得做十二个支派。
Because God would obtain 12 tribes from Jacob.
好，我们来看第二个人。
Now that's considered the second figure.
是哈拿。
Hannah.
撒母耳的母亲哈拿。
The mother of Samuel, Hannah.
她是在神面前很蒙恩的一个女孩子。
She was a girl so favored in the presence of God.
也非常得着丈夫的疼爱。
She was loved so dearly by her husband.
可是呢，就是不能生孩子。
However, she was barren also.
我们要注意的，哈拿那个世代。
What we need to note is in Hannah's day.
是一个非常艰难荒凉的一个时代。
Those are the very hard, difficult, desolate days.
哈拿的时代就是在四世纪的末后的时代。
In the very end of the time of Judges.
整个四世的时代是充满了荒凉失败。
The whole era of judges is simply filled with desolation.
越过也荒凉，越过也失败。
More and more as the days go by, the condition becomes even more desolate.
耶和华神在天上。
And full of failures, the Lord is in heaven.
为着他子民的失败。
And for the sake of his subjects, the failure.
好像神没有办法。
As though the Lord had nothing to do.
神没有找不到可用的人。
And the Lord could not find a useful vessel.
勉强找人，这个事实找那个事实。
And a lot of times he just chose this judge or that judge just to make do.
还是不能解决神的问题。
But still, this could not solve God's problem.
哈拿在那个时代。
And Hannah in that time.
她自己的遭遇叫她痛苦。
Her own situation made her in great pain.
我们要注意的，哈拿的痛苦。
But we have to understand that Hannah's anguish here.
还不是只因为她自己不能替丈夫生了儿子难过。
It's not simply because she could not bear children for her husband, so she grieved very much.
从她向神的祷告和许愿。
From her prayers and from her vows to God.
她盼望谁给她一个儿子。
She hoped that God would grant her a son.
让这个儿子被神所用。
So that the son would be used by God.
来解决神在那个时代中的问题。
To solve the problems that God faced in that generation.
这是这个若女子的雄心。
So this is actually such a great ambition for such a weak woman.
So
she prayed to God, saying,
求神眷恋她,
Lord, look upon me,
让她能生一个孩子,
so that she could give birth to a
child. 她要使这个孩子尽一生的力。连累都奉献给耶和华。
She would consecrate this child to God throughout his life.
感谢神。
We thank God.
她的苦心，她的祷告。
Her prayers and her heartfelt thought.
地上有一个痛苦的心。
Now on earth there is this suffering heart.
可天上痛苦的心有交通。
This suffering heart on earth is fellowshipping with the suffering heart in heaven.
哈拿体会神的苦心。
Hannah went after God's heart.
盼望来解决神的痛苦。
She wanted to solve God's anguish.
感谢神。
And we thank God.
神发现地上有一个心。
God realized that there was such a heart on earth.
是那样的体贴他的心。
And the heart was so empathic to his heart. So God remembered her.
神眷顾她,
God looked upon her.
使她怀孕生了撒母耳,
and let her conceive and gave birth to Samuel.
撒母耳是一个转移时代的人物。
And Samuel was such an epoch-making figure.
他结束了那个混乱、荒凉的那个世事的时代。
He finished the era of this confusion, desolation in the judges.
带进了合神心意的君王的时代。
He ushered in the era of a kingdom that are pleasing to God.
不过我们所说的这个君王不是扫罗王，是大卫。
And the king that we talk about is not King Saul, but King David.
谢谢。
We thank God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们所处的这个时代。
Today, the very age that we are in.
可我想比四岁的年代更荒凉。
I believe that it's even more desolate than that in the time of the
judges.
May the Lord be gracious to us.
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
他看着地上有谁能被他使用。
He is looking to see who on earth can be used by her.
有哪一个心能体会神的苦心。
Is there any heart that can go after the suffering heart of God?
很多时候我们是感觉自己的痛苦。
So many times we feel our own suffering.
我们盼望神来解决我们的问题。
And we hope God would come to solve our problems.
不错，有的时候神爱我们。
Yes, indeed, sometimes God so loves us.
他愿意为我们解决一些的难题。
Now, He is willing to solve the dilemma for us.
可是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
神更盼望得着的。
What God hopes even more is to gain.
乃是有心能体会神的苦心。
A heart. That is so empathic to God's suffering heart.
也愿意生一个属灵的儿子。
God so much wants to give birth to a spiritual son.
我说的这个，好像不大意。有一个属灵的力量。
There is this spiritual force.
就像哈拿生了撒母耳一样的。
That enabled Hannah to give birth to Samuel.
能够让神来用这一点，这一个孩子，这一点力量。
So that God could use Samuel through the spiritual force.
来结束这个荒凉的时代。
To wrap up this desolate age.
带进基督到地上来做王。
To usher in Christ as a king.
这个时代要结束。
This age will soon be finished.
这个败落的世界要结束。
This corrupt world will soon be done.
只有等到基督来到。
Only when Christ returns.
他要结束世上一切的混乱，一切的罪恶。
He will finish all the desolation, all the sins of the world.
开创那个基督的国度。
He will usher in the kingdom of Christ.
这是神迫切的盼望。
This is God's desperate hope.
求主恩待我。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们能像哈拿一样的蒙恩。
So that we could become like Hannah, being remembered by God.
解决神的难处。
To solve God's dilemma.
让神的旨意能通行到地上来。
So that God's will be done on earth without any hindrance.
我们简单再看一个姐妹。
Now, very quickly, we will consider another sister.
刚才我们看了拉结跟哈拿都是年轻的妇人。
Rachel and Hannah, they were all young women.
都因为没有儿子，盼望生儿子。
Both of them hoped to bear children because they were barren.
感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
他们所生的这些孩子。
The children they bore.
是在神旨意中不可缺少的孩子。
Were indispensable ones in the will of God.
主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
当代许多人都生孩子。
Among those days, there are so many people who gave so many children.
但是他们这两个女人所生的孩子。
But the children born by these two women.
是神旨意中必须要得着的。
Were those God had to gain according to His will.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
我们利用从属灵来说，我们有什么属灵的生产？
Spiritually speaking, is there any spiritual birth that we bring forth?
是神所迫切要得着的。
Which is so desperately needed by God. If we do have the spiritual birth.
我们再说一个老姐妹。
We are favored by God then. Now another sister.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
就是西西约翰的母亲。
That is John the Baptist's mother.
她跟她父亲，她跟她丈夫撒迦利亚。
Elizabeth and her husband Zechariah.
多年祷告盼望的一个儿子。
Have been praying for so many years and hoping to have a son.
祷告到老了，孩子还是没有。
Even until they reach the old age, they still did not have any child.
也许他们就不再祷告了。
Maybe they would stop praying.
祷告多年，神都不听，那就算了。
Well, they had been praying for so many years, God did not answer. Forget it.
说好听一点，就顺服主吧。
Well, to put in a nicer way, they simply obey God.
就在有一天，撒迦利亚在殿中，在他是个祭司。在殿中侍奉。
Zechariah was a priest. One day he served in the temple.
耶和华的使者向他显现。
The angel of the Lord appeared to him.
说你的妻子要给你生一个孩子。
Your wife would bear you a son.
你要称他的名字叫约翰。
You would call him John.
他要走在这个弥赛亚王的前面。
He would walk in before the Messiah king.
要替弥赛亚王预备道路。
He would prepare the path for the Messiah.
还要为这个王预备合用的百姓。
He would make ready useful vessels for the Lord.
弟兄姐妹。
Beloved.
这个老人家听了这个消息高兴吗？
This old man, after he heard this news, was he jubilant?
他说我们两个都老了。
He said, both of us are old.
怎么可能再有孩子？
How could it be possible to have children?
天使告诉他。
The angel told him.
我是在神面前的加布里。
I am the Gabriel before God.
向你报喜信。
I am bringing the good tidings.
你不相信。
And you did not believe.
从现在开始。
From now on.
你要成为哑巴。
You will become mute. You will not say a word.
直到孩子出生。
Until the child is born.
弟兄姐妹
Brother and sister,
我们的神好可怕哦。
Is our God so frightening?
这个老人家不相信这个好消息。
The old man did not believe in this good news.
神就惩罚他叫他哑巴。
So God punished him to make him a dumb person.
是这样吗？
He couldn't speak. Is this so?
你们有没有这样想过？
Have you ever thought of this?
我觉得不是这样。我们的神没有那么可怕。
I don't think so. I don't think our God is so dreadful.
当然，对于许多罪恶，他神是严厉的。
Yes, to many sins, God is so severe.
但是对那些寻求他的人，神的心是满了慈爱。
Who seek Him, His heart is filled with.
那神不是罚他吗？叫他哑巴不能说话了吗
？Well, didn't God punish him so he became mute.
我觉得感谢神。
But I feel that I want to thank God.
信心软弱。
Even though Zechariah's faith was weak,
信不来。
He could not believe.
神使者就叫他哑巴。
So the angel made him mute.
他一想说话说不出来。
Even though he wanted to speak, he could not.
知道这是神的旨意。
But he knew this is the will of God.
虽然自己没有力量生孩子了。
Even though he had no strength to give birth to child.
神说要给一个孩子，就一定会给的。
But he knew that if God promised him a child, God would surely fulfill it.
所以我觉得感谢神。
I really thank God.
在那九个月、十个月里头。
In those 9 or 10 months.
从他太太怀孕开始。
Starting from the time his wife was pregnant.
他一说不出话来的时候。
And throughout the time he could not, at this time he could not speak.
他就满信心就增加了。
Even so, his faith was increased.
这是神给他一个凭据。
Because this used as a sign.
这个凭据一直跟着他。
That God gave him, and that accompanied him throughout the time.
让他这个软弱的信心啊，变为刚强。
So that his weak faith would be strengthened.
直到孩子生。
Until the child was born.
到第八天。
On the 8th day.
要行割礼，要起为孩子起名。
When the child was to be circumcised and to be named,
人家问孩子叫什么名字啊？
So they asked him what the child should be, what the child's name should be.
老太太说就神说要叫约翰。
The old woman said, "Well, God said his name should be John."
这些亲友们说怎么叫约翰呢？
all the relatives said, "What do you mean, John?"
你们的祖宗没有人叫约翰的。
None of your ancestors have his name.
就叫老丈夫来了。
So they called this old husband over.
他说出来吗？说不出来。
And could he speak? No, he
could not. 他们就给他一块板一个笔, 叫他写。
So they gave him a tablet, a pen.
他说他的名字要叫约翰。
And he wrote his name should be John.
感谢神,
Thank God.
写完这个约翰,
the minute he finished writing John, his tongue was loose.
他就在那里赞美神。
And there he praised God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
人的不信,
man's unbelief.
神很多时候,
even with men's unbelief, so many times God is full of compassion.
只要是神的旨意,神能成全,
as long as this is the will of God, God is able to bring it to pass the things that people think it couldn't happen.
感谢神。
Thank God.
昨天晚上我们说,
yesterday night we mentioned,
在神面前有纪念册,
in the presence of God, there are books.
到底谁的名字在纪念册上呢?
But exactly whose names are in that book?
好像也没有明显说某某人记在纪念册上。
The Bible does not say clearly whose names are written in it.
但是他说, 那时候敬畏神的人彼此谈论。
But the scripture teaches that those who fear God talk to one another.
耶和华察看他们的心,听他们的话。
The Lord searches their heart and hears their words. And the Lord records their names in the book of remembrance. Brothers and sisters,
谁是记在纪念册上的?
Who is recorded in this book of remembrance? I believe in those days,
比方说,
for example,
他们被掳之后回国的,
after they are taken captive and then returned to Jerusalem, who's the one who took the remnants back to Jerusalem in the first time? That's the Zerubbabel and Joshua.
还有他们一同回来的许多的首领们,
and all those leaders who came back with them,
详细把它加起来, 将近5万人,
if you add all these figures together, it's approximately about 50,000 people, and the Zerubbabel and all these leaders brought these remnants back.
这许多人的名字都记载在以斯拉记,
and all these people's names are recorded in the book of Ezra.
我相信, 好像他们的名字也应该是在神的纪念册上。
And I believe their name should also be in the book of remembrance of God.
大概过了七八十年,
and probably after 70 or 80 years,
就是文士以色列,
the scribe Ezra,
他带领了2000多人回到圣地。
He brought about 2,000 people back to the Holy Land,
帮助神的百姓, 好好地来敬畏神, 恢复那个律法等等。
He helped God's people to to restore the law and to fear God.
以斯拉和他的同伴们是不是也被写在神面前的纪念册里头？
Israel and all his companions, are their names also written in the book of remembrance?
我们应该不忘记在以斯帖记里面。
And also, we should not forget that in the book of Esther,
那位蒙神恩典的那个摩迪改,
Mordecai, the one who received God's grace,
虽然他在秘掳之地,
even though he was in the land of captivity,
他只能敬拜神,
he still feared God.
在神之外, 他不肯敬拜人,
apart from God, he would not fear anybody, worship anyone.
就是, 就是冒生命的危险,
even
他也不愿意屈服在仇敌的面前,
at the risk of his own life, he would not yield before his enemy.
向他的子女, 这个以斯帖,
and toward his child Esther,
不应该是子女, 应该是堂妹,
cousin,
是他叔叔的女儿。我就记不很清楚。
I'm not quite sure. Either his niece.
感谢神。
Or cousin.
像莫迪改，像以斯帖。
So people like Mordecai, people like Esther.
他们的名字是不是就在神面前的纪念册？
Are their names also recorded in the Book of Remembrance before God?
当主耶稣头一次到世上来的时候
，When the Lord Jesus came to the world the first time，
从马太福音头两章，路加福音头两章
，From the first two chapters of Book of Matthew and the Book of Luke，
这四章圣经里面提到五班的人。
In these two, four chapters, the Bible mentions five groups of people.
头一班人就是西西约安的父母。
First is the parents of John the Baptist.
就像刚才我们所提到的。
And these two we just mentioned.
第二班人就是主耶稣的母亲和养父。
Is our Lord Jesus' mother and also stepfather.
就是约瑟和玛利亚。
Joseph.And Mary.
第三班的
The third group,
就是在旷野牧羊的那些牧人，看守羊群的牧人。
The shepherds who feed the sheep in the wilderness.
虽然圣经没有说他们是谁。
Even though the Bible does not declare who they are.
我想
I believe.
他们是神所纪念的。
They are those being remembered by God.
后来主耶稣四十天的时候要到圣殿去。把他奉献给神。
And also 40 days later, after Jesus' birth, Jesus was brought into the Holy Temple to be consecrated to God.
我们看见有一个老人家叫西缅。
And here we see an elderly man, Simon.
据传说说，西缅有一个儿子叫做加马列。
The legend goes that Simeon has a son.
加马列是当代的教法师，非常有地位的一个教法师。
He was such an authoritative teacher in those days.
一个人到年老，有一个儿子那么聪明，那么伟大。
So, at the old age, this person has such a famous, powerful son.
这个老人家应该。来享一些清福。
So Simeon could have received some benefits from his son to enjoy his retirement day.
但是西面不是为这个活着。
But Simeon never lived for this.
他是一个被圣灵充满的人。
He was one filled with the Spirit.
他知道他必要亲眼看见神的儿子。
He knew that he would see with his eyes the Son of God.
看见这个人类的救主降生。
He would see the Savior of the whole mankind.
他就围着等候主的降生而活在那里。
He lived for the sake of seeing the coming of the Savior.
当主耶稣被抱到圣殿的时候。
So when Jesus was brought into the Holy Temple.
他受圣灵的感动。
He was, the Holy Spirit came upon him.He entered the Holy Spirit.
那一天在圣殿里头
in that temple,
不知道有多少位妇女
On that day, you would not know how many women
手中都抱着一个四十天的男孩子
They all come in with babies about 40 days old.
要把他们的孩子奉献给神
They would offer their children to God.
感谢神
But thank God.
哪一个是耶稣呢
Which one of them is Jesus?
哪一个是神的儿子呢
Which one of them is the Son of God?
他没有挂一个条子
，and there was not a name tag to the baby.
我是这一位声音的母亲
，and to the mother saying that I'm the mother of this baby.
感谢主
，thank God.
他是一个满有圣灵的人
，Simeon being a man filled with spirit.
他受圣灵的引导
，he was guided by the spirit.
就走到玛利亚的面前
，he went right to Mary.
从他手里接受以后，接着抱来抱这个孩子。
Took the baby back from the mother's arm into his bosom. There he prayed God and giving thanks to him. He said two things. What did he say? God,
如今可以释放你的仆人安然去。
Now you can release your child, your servant.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
够了，不想再活了。
That's enough for me. I do not live any longer. I am satisfied.
因为他一生在那里等候这个救主。
Because all throughout his life, he has been waiting for the Savior.
今天亲眼看见神的救恩。
Today, with his own eyes, he has seen God's salvation.
所以他向神祷告。
So he prayed to God, saying,
如今可以释放你的仆人。
Now you can release your servant.
安然地去吧。
To live in peace.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
特别年长的弟兄姐妹,
especially our elderly brothers and sisters,
我们若能像西面一样,
if we could be just like Simeon,
因为看见救主,
because we have seen the Savior,
我们满足了,
we are satisfied.
弟兄姐妹,
dear one,
西面是蒙福的,
Simeon is the one who has been so blessed.
压了这个老姐妹,
Anna, this old sister,
那个时候已经八十四岁了。
She was 84 years old.
她是一个等候救主来到的人。
She was the one who had been waiting for the Savior to come.
所以当那天
so on that day,
她看见了救主。
When she saw the Savior,
她在那里
there,
来称颂神，来说预言。
There she prophesied and giving thanks to God.
这些人
all these people,
应该也是在纪念册上。
Should also be recorded in the book of Revelations. May the Lord be gracious to us.
我们因着主的怜悯
maybe because of God's mercy,
因着主的保守
because of His keeping,
我们也能够 有人有份被把我们的名字被记在神的纪念册。
Some of us would also be qualified to be recorded in the book of remembrance of God.
这样我们就蒙福了。
Then we would so much be, we would receive His blessings so much.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
慈爱的天父。
Loving Heavenly Father.
你是常怀念我们的主。
You're the Lord who always is thinking of us.
无论我们在什么境况中，
regardless of our situation,
你都怀念我们。
You always remember us.
因为我们是你所救赎的孩子。
Because we are your redeemed children.
是你所生的孩子。
We are your children born by you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
但慈爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father,
让我们因着你的爱
because of your love,
能更多体会你的心
let us be more mindful of your
给我们一个敬畏你的心
give us this heart to fear you,
就是怕你难过
that we will not grieve your heart,
能体贴你的心
we will go after your heart,
亲爱的主
Dear Lord,
在这样一个败落的时代中
In such a corrupt fallen world,
你何等盼望得着一些的人
How much you hope to gain certain groups of people
是心向着你
whose hearts are towards you
是能感到你的需要
who can sense your needs
是能和你表同情
who can be empathetic to you
哦主啊
Oh Lord
怜悯我们
Have mercy on us.
你把许多的见证人摆在我们面前。
You have placed so many witnesses.
让我们从他们得着激励。
Let us all be encouraged by them.
能够在你面前更多体贴你。
So before you, we could go even more after your heart.
你何等盼望把我们的名字也能记在你的纪念册上。
Oh, how much you hope to record our names in your book of remembrance also.
求主借着你自己的话语。
We ask the Lord through your own word.
开启我们，吸引我们。
Open our hearts and draw us near.
靠主耶稣的名。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 对不起。